WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. The classic piano, the beautiful vocals, the dreamy lyrics. This is the perfect combination to create the sound of UK-based duo Wasia Project. That song is their 2023 single, Petals on the Moon. To take me in your spaceship, throw me off into new places. The brother-sister duo Olivia Hardy and Will Gow are out with a new EP called Isotope and are in the middle of their North American tour. They were in Chicago this week and stopped by our studio, and I began by asking them how it feels to be back, as they were here 6 months ago with singer Leve, who we also got to talk to. Here was Will first.
Feels nice.
Feels good.
It's a lovely day today. The sun's out. The vibes are out.
And vibes are out. I do love Chicago. Everything's pretty.
Oh.
Really beautiful. And the water, the sense of water nearby is really calming.
Yeah. A lake and a big river. It's a beautiful place. I can't deny. What was it like touring with Livy?
Amazing.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're back in the U.S. for your own tour. And you've had sold-out shows in Toronto, Boston, New York, D.C., and Philly. I mean, this is quite the list. How are you wrapping your mind around this, Olivia?
I'm not. It's just a crazy privilege. Like, we talk about it in the shows themselves, how lucky we are to even be touring around the States, and how, yeah, amazing this all is. It's very surreal, I think.
It feels like a big deal, I guess, coming from the U.K., to do this work in the United States, doesn't it, Will?
For sure. Like, I think obviously the UK is wonderful, and we have an amazing time playing shows there. But America and the States are so big, and we've been experiencing it by the drives. Like, we'll drive 8 hours from one city to the next, whereas in the UK it's always like 2 hours or 3 hours. So it's just the scale of the States is just so big.
Oh, I didn't think about it that way. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, congratulations are also in order because your EP, Isotope, it dropped just over a month ago. So congrats on that.
Thank you.
It's a huge deal. What have you been reflecting on over the past month? What are the feels, Olivia?
The feels are, I think, very reflective, very pensive. We've certainly, like, taking them to a live space has caused me at least to really think about the songs and how we created them and reflect on the process, because it's a weird thing, like, taking something that you thought you let go of and released into the world and turning it into something new when you play it live. So definitely thinking a lot about how our process is together and how it's developed, and looking forward in, like, our writing for new projects, how it's going to inform new stuff coming along. So, yeah.
And I can imagine leading up to that big release day, there were a lot of emotions too.
Yeah, definitely. I think we both got pretty emotional on the day. I think.
Were you nervous?
I don't think nervous. I think more just nourished and a feeling of release and really kind of at peace. But the emotion kind of came after, because we'd worked really hard. You know, we'd spent about a year. More than a year with the songs, and it'd been such a long and up and down process that I think it was just like, wow, it's out now.
It's out.
Yeah,
they can hear it.
Yeah.
So I want to get to know you two a little bit better. I already mentioned that you two are siblings. You formed Wasia Project back in 2019. Now, did you always know that you wanted to make music together? Was that always a thing in the cards?
I don't know. I feel like the process was pretty organic because obviously being very young and growing up in the same household, it happened quite naturally. And I think we were both quite musical people. So that process was, yeah, I don't know, natural. It was never like a, oh, today marks the beginning of everything.
Right. And you were both trained classically.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So music sounds like it played a big role growing up.
Music was a big part of our childhoods. Like there was always music playing with a CD player, like the Now hits, and the radio was always on, and there was a lot of music around the house. And we started kind of piano lessons and violin lessons quite early. So it's always been a big part of our lives. And then, yeah, when we kind of created Wager Projects and started using this outlet that we have to release our music, it became kind of really exciting and added a layer to an already quite musical childhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Isotope, I want to play a song from your EP. This is Is This What Love Is?
Is this what love is? Or am I dreaming? Or am I feeling the pain of hunger and disdain for
So you released this song as a single back in March. It's beautiful and haunting. I want to hear more about where the song came from and why you both decided to release this one as the first single. That's a big decision as well. Olivia, you first.
I think, like you said at the beginning, we always thought of the song as a huge question mark and a huge entrance to a completely new era of our sound, I think. This song came after a single we'd spent like months and months trying to really perfect, and it felt quite mathematical in the process, and it was very collagey and jigsaw puzzly. And this one just flowed out like straight afterwards. It was written a while back, but when we came together with it in the process, it was like, yeah, just a complete outlet of things, and we were experimenting, going crazy. And I think it was definitely, you know, next to that single we released before in that hard process and the slow one, we just wanted to just, yeah, get everything out. And I think that displays itself in the sound of the song. Yeah.
Interesting. You know, Will, I read the lyrics for Is This What Love Is and realized that there were a few lines that you can't hear, but they're definitely in the song, right? Mm. Falling down on the peak of the edge of a mile. Something bleak and unusual. I'm lying beside. All the sounds of a boy who believed in a time. To unfold to the music and the beat of a child. Tell us more.
Yeah, so I think that's a really interesting observation. That came from a desire to have something rhythmic to underscore kind of Olivia was doing these really high-end vocals, these kind of swooping vocals. And I was like, there needs to be some kind of counter message to what's happening. And I remember just kind of being in the studio and I was like, we need this kind of rhythmic thing. And our producer put it on repeat and those lyrics just kind of flowed out in one long page. And I don't really know if there's like any specific meaning or how it mixes with the lyrics of the main tune.
Yes.
But it kind of just really flowed in the moment. And then it felt really vital for it to be there. And that lyric and that melody actually appears again in an interlude, like two tracks later.
Yeah.
So it was one of those moments that it just really flowed out and it felt really important. Like I remember feeling like, oh, something's got to be said about something here. Mm-hmm. And it came out and I was like, I've got to say that.
That's such an intricate detail.
Mm.
Before we get more into the EP, we should probably let listeners know your definition of isotope.
Yeah, so I think
it's
a good question. Isotope is obviously a chemical term, and it's about kind of atoms and kind of how atoms are different but the same and everything. And I think it was more about collaboration for me. Like me and Olivia, we collaborate as artists and we create one shared voice. And I think atoms are made from like lots of different things. There are these protons, there are these neutrons, these electrons, and they all come together to form one atom. And I
very
think,
sciencey.
Yeah, very sciencey.
He came to me with a PowerPoint, like, isotope. That's yeah. the thing.
A PowerPoint presentation.
And it's been so hard to explain.
So this was your doing.
Yeah, and I think it's just like that thing of a shared voice. And when musicians and artists come together to make one piece, I thought it was, yeah, that vibe is very isotopian.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah,
I like it. Let's listen to another track. This one is Takes Me Back Home.
I don't know what it is, something about this takes me back home, makes me feel warm. See how he looks at me, feel electricity race through my bones. He takes me back home, and I know
you have an incredible voice. Incredible. So if listeners haven't heard the term Wajian before, it refers to biracial people who are white and Asian. So why did you decide to make this part of your identity the name for the duo?
Well, ironically, it was a joke when it started out. I think we talked a lot about how artists, especially culturally, like who are making their sort of like position in the industry, are always put into a specific box, even if their music is unrelated to it, because I think identity, culture and music are so interrelated, so it's kind of inherent when that happens. And we were like, oh, let's just do that. It was
make it ironic.
Mm. And we didn't really anticipate, like I said, with how we formed, it was an organic process and it wasn't very like, this is our name, this is our thing, and yeah. this is that. So when it developed, we were like, we kind of like this irony to it, and also the like sincerity to it, because it does represent like our identity yeah. and combined identity.
But was there any concern that putting Wajia in the name would put you in, like you said, a box?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that was like, when things started getting serious, like, oh no, wait, it's not a joke anymore.
But I think it's interesting because we're doing everything to kind of try and follow our instincts and break the boundaries and break the boxes. And I think it's kind of, yeah, it's funny to have a name that kind of refines you to a space, but then only to like go and venture into new spaces, quite an interesting contrast.
Yeah. Let's listen to another song. Here's Impossible.
Sinking slowly, sinking down, can't hold my breath, sinking out of your respect, drifting freely, drifting through your mind, drifting out of space and time.
So I've heard in previous interviews the both of you talking about when you work with someone who you're very close to, like your sibling, you can be really honest with each other. Yeah. What has that looked like in practice, that honesty between each other? I wonder if anything's come up during the process of making Isotope, maybe.
Well, just in the other room, Olivia was like, you look like a geek. And I was like, oh, really? And then I changed. But like that brutal honesty is like indicative
goodness.
Of like everything creative. And it's like knowing that we both just want to make the best work. We want the best for each other. We want each other to look good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that honesty.
It all matters, right?
It all matters.
Everything matters. Yeah.
Yeah. You're a brand too, right?
Definitely.
It all connects. So this honesty is beyond the studio.
It's just that sibling
it's
honesty.
Just you.
I think it's life, yeah.
In a lot of ways, I mean, no one knows you better than a brother or a sister. I mean, do yeah. you communicate in like a sibling shorthand?
I think there's like a environment, atmosphere, vibe that we understand. I think especially in the creative space, like we will understand what somebody like what each other are trying to articulate, because it's so hard to articulate the sound you're hearing in your head, like trying to translate music with words and like you end up making really weird metaphors, and we're basically each other's like receptors to really just get what we're saying.
Yeah.
And that's definitely a privilege of just like knowing each other very well. And something I think people who collaborate have to really work towards, like nurturing and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's a very good point. Many of your songs are based on very personal and sometimes vulnerable experiences. So how do you keep a song personal and authentic to that experience when you collaborate with someone else?
I think it's having a really open heart and an open ear and a big sense of empathy. I think coming to each other, we do have to be vulnerable, and that is another benefit of being siblings, being able to share how we're feeling and if we're not having a great day or if we're having a good day. And I think that's really important in the songwriting process, because we both have a kind of understanding. Even if we can't completely relate, we have an understanding of what the other person is maybe going through. And I think it's really important, and it's really beautiful. And we're very, very lucky, again, to be siblings in that respect. Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, this is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and I'm in the studio with Olivia Hardy and Will Gao of the band Wasia Project. They're here ahead of their show at Lincoln Hall, and they're promoting their latest EP, Isotope. Time for some more music. Here is Somebody Come Through. So we are big fans of this one on Team Reset. We love the story behind the song too. So tell us more about how Somebody Come Through came together.
Wow.
Look at you sharing that sibling look.
It's funny because that was such a last minute kind of add-on to the EP.
Really?
But it turned out just fitting so amazingly. And yeah, went through a real journey. But ultimately the song, William came to me with like verse and chorus and was like, this is about like the cycle of the talking stage, basically. Like, you know, when you fancy someone or you're like someone,
the early days,
and it's those early days, and
those
it's such
sweet
a
early days.
And it's like exciting, but it's also so anxiety inducing and so just like tense, and we wanted to encapsulate that, especially in production, with that tension and like release, and then with the lyrics and the chorus, it was just like we wanted this big sense of cycle and like circles and anything circular, because it was very, I don't know, we felt it was repetitive, and it was like the circle of fifths in the chorus, and it was just all these visions of circles. I think when we were making it, we wanted that to really like come through.
That's wonderful. Will, you like to use the word kaleidoscope a lot. Wasia Project
research.
Yeah, Wasia Project sound comes from a kaleidoscope of different places. Is that right?
Yeah.
Are there particular genres that you listen to that maybe influence the way that you write and create your music?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think also growing up listening to a lot of classical, kind of classic songwriting from the 70s, the 60s, the Beatles era, and then also classical music, and that whole world has a definite impact on the songwriting. And then being able to come in to a kind of modern day studio with the ability to go and make a hip hop beat, or, you know, have all of these other options as well, informed by the kind of the classic training. It does create this kind of kaleidoscope of all of these different options that we have to go down.
Yeah.
And electronic music, I mean, Chicago and house music.
House music,
it's incredible here. And that's just this sudden awakening that I've had in the last few years about that, this genre of music. And I just think music's this massive kaleidoscope of so many different little areas.
I love the way you explain things, Will. I'm learning so much about how your mind works. Who are the artists who continue to inspire you folks today?
Burt Bacharach, I was listening to on the train.
Did she take yours?
No. That's just like, that was really,
he's
really cool.
He's a very like classic songwriter. Yeah. And I think my dad showed him to me. Of time.
The world
very old and sometimes goofy, and the instrumentation is wild sometimes, but his, like, the complexity in a lot of his writing, but the emotion that's still, like, conveyed through it is definitely, yeah, definitely a huge inspiration. That's just, like, off the top of my head.
Yeah. Anything else? Anyone else come to mind?
I think for me at the moment, Radiohead, massive inspiration. Mm-hmm. Still uncovering all of their work and their discography, but just their kind of pioneering of so many new sounds was really inspiring to me.
Thinking back to your classical reference a moment ago, I mean, does being classically trained necessarily make music easier for the two of you?
That's a really good question. I think definitely, like, I was never keen on theory and overanalyzing and like the mathematical part of music theory and classical music, because I thought that would hinder my sort of like the rawness of what I would put out and yeah, how vulnerable I could be, because I'd be thinking too analytically about how something sounded. But I think it's all in moderation.
Yeah, it's a balance, I think, because if you knew too much theory, maybe you'd be too willing to kind of replicate what's happened before. So you need an element of tuning into the kind of the rawness in yourself and your soul, but also knowing about a bit about kind of theory is no bad thing. It's a nice thing to have.
One of our producers saw you perform at the Chicago Theater when you opened for Levé back in April.
Mm.
And she says that she was just energized watching you sing and dance around the stage, Olivia. You really were standing out. I mean, what is your process, though, leading up, in those hours leading up to a show?
Yeah, like definitely energy.
Are you navigating nerves and other feels?
The funny thing is, usually when I get adrenaline in me, I get very sleepy. So I'm completely like reactive to that and really wanting to display the most energy, because when you go out on stage and you give energy, you'll get it back always, because it's like a reflection thing. And definitely leading up, yeah, it's like vocal warm up, it's jumping around, we do a lot of skipping if there's room, and just getting into also like a childlike state with your energy, because especially with movement and dancing, and singing as well, it all leads back to who you are, like at the root of it all, and definitely just getting into that mental state as well, like not too focused on what people think of you and just wanting to have a good time and give a good show. So yeah,
music time. Here is To Get Better.
So hug me tight and wish me luck, my friend, and hope that we will link arms again. 'Cause I'm really, really smiling to get better, to get better.
Okay, so we get some Will vocals for this song.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to switch things up for this one?
I think it came out the song. When it was written, I was like, oh, I'd love to bring this into Wager Project and really kind of make it part of the EP. And I approached Olivia, and then Olivia was like, I think you should sing this one, because it's very, very from the heart, and it's just very specific in its sound. And I don't usually sing the songs, but yeah, it was a nice change. And
you sound great.
Oh, thank you.
So after your show here in Chicago, you're headed to Minneapolis, Denver, Salt Lake City, LA, San Francisco. My goodness, I'm tired just reading that list. So I can imagine how you feel. Then you're going to be touring around Europe and the UK. So when all the shows and the touring is said and done, what's next for Will and Olivia?
Christmas.
Yeah.
Slowing down, reflecting. Yeah.
Some chilled time at home with our family for Christmas and New Year. Our grandma's coming over from China.
Oh, grandma!
So, yeah, some really special.
Some good food.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm excited for you. So lots of great things happening for you both. We've been chatting with Olivia Hardy and Will Gao of the band Wasia Project. You can listen to their latest EP, Isotope, wherever you get your music. Will and Olivia, thank you for making time for us today. Good luck with the rest of the tour.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We'll go out on one last song, fitting, because it's the last song on the EP. This is Tell Me Lies. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced and mixed by Micah Yasin. It was edited by Meha Ahmed. Reset brings you conversations with local artists and musicians coming into town every Saturday. Don't forget to subscribe to the pod so that you never miss another one. Thanks for listening. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Have a great day.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.